Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Friday, March 21st, 2025. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here and welcoming into the studio some of our favorite people. We have got Wisconsin Rapids Superintendent Ronald Rasmussen in with us. Ron, good to see you.
Good afternoon, James. Good to see you.
Oh, I got to figure out who your designer is, man. Every time you come in here, you are dressed to the nines, and I feel like I am underdressed. Oh, it's beautiful. I love that
suit. Well, thank you.
We also want to welcome in some of our friends from Howe with us. We have Steve Thayer in with us, Howe Principal. Steve, good to see you again.
Hey, good to see you too, James.
And Mel Miller is with us. Mel, thanks for being here.
Good afternoon.
Appreciate the time from both of you. We're going to be focusing a bit on Howe. We'll wrap up with some Wisconsin Rapids schools, a bit of an update from that. But right now, we're going to focus on Howe and some great things going on over there at Howe. And one of the things that we wanted to touch on today was the Aviation Club. I purposely looked a little bit into this, but I wanted to learn from you two what the Aviation Club is. What can you tell us about this?
So while I am a reading teacher, aviation and teaching is a passion, but aviation has always been a passion since I was a little girl, and I've always wanted to become a pilot. I took the aviation class at Lincoln High School way back when, and I just decided this year I wanted to bring a little bit of that passion to my students and give this a go. And I thought initially, okay, I'm gonna go with 15 students because I wasn't sure how many kids would actually be interested in Aviation Club, and the response was overwhelming. So I actually took on more students than I was planning, and I had to cap it at 25. So I have a waiting list of kids, and we meet once a month and just really share little snippets of aviation. We've talked about fundamentals of flight, weather, the aviation alphabet, just all sorts of things. It's been really cool.
When it comes to any topic, but especially a topic like this, when we're talking about kids, one of the first things that pops in my mind, and I imagine many people, is you know, we just never know what might get sparked for these kids when it comes to any topic, especially something like this. And there is virtually no industry that couldn't use more good young people interested in it, involved in it, and everything. So that's from arithmetic to history to anything. When it comes to a topic like this, I dare say there is a real fun element to this for adults and kids, and a learning part of this for both as well. Is that the case, Mel?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And of course, I'm geeking out over it, but the excitement that I've seen, and it's for third through fifth graders, so the excitement I've seen from these third through fifth graders has been phenomenal. They are just totally into it. They're looking forward to it. You know, they'll see me in the hall and say, "See you at Aviation Club tonight." They love it. Even last night was our most recent one, and we made kites. We talked about how kites fly, and we went outside to fly them, and the kids were just saying, "Thank you, Mrs. Miller, for letting us do this. This is so much fun." And there's so much joy. It's so neat to see.
I will admit, I've always found flight aviation very interesting. I find the whole subject matter kind of cool, and I love flying. I've enjoyed that a lot in my life. I've even thought about, similar to you, the idea of piloting and stuff and some of those things at some point in life. But I'll also be honest with everybody. I'm still this kid that I was in fourth grade or fifth grade or sixth grade. I love learning. I especially love learning about topics that I know nothing about or don't really have anything to do with my career or my work or anything like that. I learn every day about writing or acting or radio or something like that. Learning about aviation or something, that's not really in my wheelhouse, and it's why I love to learn these things. I think we forget sometimes how much not only kids thrive on that and love that, how necessary it is for them.
It's a different way to use your brain.
Really, yes, yes. As important as it is to learn your arithmetic and math and all these other topics, this stuff is just as important in many ways to keep that brain really fresh and moving and interested. Have you found that the kids, even the kids signing up for this, obviously want to know about aviation, but their excitement just being even more than you could have imagined? It sounds like the turnout was bigger than you imagined. So I'm curious of how their reactions to learning about some of these things and everything, how that's gone for them.
They've had some pretty impressive reactions, and I've actually been amazed at how much they do know and how much they're absorbing. And I've even had parents message me and say, "This is all that they talk about," and they're sharing everything that you did, and they're so excited. So it's just been so rewarding, honestly. And I wish, look, in hindsight, I do wish that we would have done it a little more often, maybe two times a month instead of one. But again, I didn't know how it was going to go, so first round with it. But yeah, it's just It's just fascinating. Fascinating to see them.
Do you have some things coming up that you're looking forward to? Some projects on the way?
Yes. So we have two more official club meetings, and then we are actually going to the EAA Youth Education Center in Oshkosh at the end of May. So we were awarded a bit of a scholarship to be able to attend. So we're very excited for that, and I picked out some sessions for them, and it'll be a whole day excursion, and they're looking forward to it.
My my brother works with the Wisconsin Herd now, but before that he worked at EAA and was for years worked there, and this was their Super Bowl, preparing for the big EAA event and everything. And I could text him right now, and I guarantee you, Nick, what was your favorite thing about this? The kids. Like every time they look so forward to kids showing up to these things, to everything what we were talking about before about, it's not to say that this industry isn't healthy and doesn't have good people in it, but we could always use younger minds and younger people to care more about this stuff and getting interested in this and finding maybe a new career path or something like that. Very similar to a young Mel might have or something like that and everything. I just next question I have for you and Steve, and that's the importance of just having like... When we were all kids, there was a lot of good clubs, and schools were doing a great job of having a lot of these things. But I feel like nowadays, the more I talk to you guys and the more Ron and comes in with different principals and everything, it's become much more important to have variety of groups. Mm-hmm. While we still have our traditional groups and everything, having something like this, having more unique groups and everything, we don't know what is going to catch a kid. It's a little bit like, I know for my kids, I'd spend all this time focusing on what to get them for Christmas or Hanukkah or something. I get it for them. And what do? They play with the box more than anything else or something like that and everything. We could think we know, but we don't know. They know. We really need them to tell us. And the only way they do that, or they can oftentimes, is by, signing up for these clubs.
Absolutely. I will add something that's been really rewarding for me too, is seeing the amount of girls that have signed up, because we think of aviation as typically, a male dominated field. Mm-hmm. And so it's really neat to be able to see the girls interested and excited. Last month, we even had a parent of one of our students who is a master sergeant in the Air Force, and she's the crew chief on the F-35 out of Madison. So she came to share about what she does, and we practice taking airplanes apart, little toy airplanes, practice mm-hmm. taking them apart, putting them back together, practicing marshaling or parking each other.
Cool.
That was really neat. So it was really neat, too, to see, a role model such as that mm-hmm. come in to share with our boys and girls.
I appreciate the note about having young girls a part of this club and mm-hmm. them being turned on to this and getting to know more about this subject mm-hmm. matter and everything. Any chance that we have for this in society, in any group, an organization, mm-hmm. and having more representation on both sides of this and everything is so important going forward. And I think very encouraging going forward when you think about this and how, mm-hmm. how much more this is becoming more and more of a common thing. And maybe in 5-10 years, if we're having this conversation, it's not even surprising. And that's what we're looking
that's
for.
The dream.
Yeah,
that's the goal.
To normalize this kind of stuff and make it much more real and evident. That's a great part of it. But, there's something that I hadn't thought about right away with this, where you bring somebody like that in. And, yes, it's encouraging to maybe get them interested in this as a career path or something mm-hmm. like that. Or maybe the military as a career path. Because that's another thing that we could always use more and more people involved in wanting to be a part of and everything. So there's a beautiful win-win kind of situation with something like that. And a big tip of the hat for them showing up and coming down for that.
Absolutely.
That's very cool.
Absolutely.
Steve, I mentioned the importance of having, variety of clubs. Have you seen that as a principle, that how much more important it is and helpful it is in getting more and more kids involved, where almost every kid of a grade class is in some type of club?
Absolutely. And James, when Mel approached me at the beginning of the year about this, it's always a conversation that we have, especially at the elementary level, because having clubs and activities is so challenging, right? Because it's not like at the secondary level where you have kids who could, you could be confident that they could walk, several miles home, or they can drive themselves home at the end of the night. You're really reliant on that transportation piece is really a challenge. And so any time that we can have a club is just a win. And this especially, we've been talking about it so far, this whole segment, is it's about sparking that dream. And it's giving kids something tangible where they can say, wow, this really could be me. Right. And we're bringing in guests who live in our own backyard, so to speak, it's like, wow, there are people that live here that could, that do this. Maybe I could do that too. And it's not just the flight aspect. It's, you know, there's communication parts to aviation that need to be tackled and challenged. There are mechanics that need to be excellent and using that hands-on learning. And so it's all, for me, it's all about sparking that dream and giving kids that, holy cow, this actually could be me. Mm-hmm. Like, it's more than just making paper airplanes and throwing them at my buddies in class and hope the teacher doesn't see, right? It's something, it can be a real dream and it could be me.
One of the other parts of this that I appreciate, before you go on to a couple of other things going on at Howe, is the empathy that this can create for other positions, other jobs, other walks of life. Right now, we see this with the news quite a bit, where we kind of jump on things. And, oh, something's going wrong with our planes. And just immediately, like, boom, 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 and yelling and all this stuff. I take any opportunity I can to remind adults that kids are, the brains are sponges. Mm-hmm. And they're taking all this in. And they see how we treat other adults. Mm-hmm. And the more we act like adults, the more likely they are to act like adults as they get older. Mm-hmm. So that part of this is just another, it's not certainly the main point of this or anything, but I do look for any kind of silver linings with these kind of things. And there's one that's right there for you that really does create that without even necessarily trying to create that. And it's part of the other reason, as a side note, why I appreciate having all of you in. And getting a chance to talk with you and people in the education system, where this is also another important factor of reminding people that we have human beings doing these jobs, mm-hmm. neighbors, friends, family members and everything doing these jobs. And we're all trying to do the best we can and all have the same goal of having a better future for our kids.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
James, I just want to add on to that about sparking that interest in what's occurring. So the cool thing, Mel said she learned this spark when she was a student at Lincoln. She took the aviation class. That aviation class is still part of the curriculum, is part of our career and technical education curriculum, and that spark just continues. So I'm full deep into this, and Mr. Thayer knows this because my son is going to school next year, graduating from Lincoln, going for commercial aviation because of the aviation class. Mm-hmm. So we look at those opportunities, and it's been fun for me as a parent seeing it from this side of the connections of that person graduated from Lincoln, that person graduated from Port, they're now pilots as well, and that web of people from our local area who are now connecting is pretty awesome. And we have an excellent airport training out there with Wings to facilitate that for people in our community who are interested in that. And you talk about joining clubs and organizations, and that's what we hope sparks those passions for students in the future, that they find something that, yeah, I envision myself doing this 30 for 30 mm-hmm. years down the road. And so it takes people like Mel mm-hmm. To say, hey, I'm interested in this. I think other kids are interested in this. And so I commend her for proposing the idea, because that's a lot of kids that are going to have a future in just aviation, as Mr. Thayer said, the math, the engineering, the traffic control. I mean, it's such a growing industry because people like to travel. Yeah. We have spring break next week. There'll be lots of people traveling. Yeah. There'll be lots of people
still,
in airports.
And it is still, just a plug, it is still the safest way to travel.
Yes.
By the stats.
And it's awesome to see that spark that Mel is doing at Howe, and that we have in a variety of buildings depending upon the activity and the interests of people as well. So it's pretty awesome.
Thank you for sharing that. Shout out to your son. That's awesome. That's congrats to him. And really ties into a big thing that we wanted to talk about too with all of this, is not only encouraging kids, supporting kids, but the work being done by our educators. Mel, so much of this doesn't happen without you just reaching out and wanting to get this ball rolling and everything. I appreciate that. And I know so many of our parents and our kids out there too. We don't get to take the little wins very often. I hope you take the pat on the back and the win on this one. Do you have something else?
Well, I just want to thank some people. Mm-hmm. So first of all, our EAA chapter. Just a quick plug there, May 3rd, we're putting on a little Young Eagles workshop at the airport for kids ages 8 through 17. So look on EAA chapter 706 for more information. But our EAA chapter has been so instrumental. I've asked for snack fairies. So a different member every month has signed up to provide the snack for our students because they are just really hungry after school. Mm. So that's been really appreciated. And then just different donors through creating Donors Choose projects. I wouldn't have been able to do it necessarily without that, mm-hmm. Just getting different materials and books and things to provide support and activities for the club.
Thank you, Mel. Appreciate it. And appreciate the time and what you're doing for our kids out there and our system. Steve, I did want to take a moment to touch on a couple of other things going on over at Howe. I want to remind everybody to put on their calendar April 11th. That is the Howe School Carnival. It's always a big event, a fun one over there.
Yeah, this is one of our biggest, and we love having it. And James, I'd be remiss to not say a huge thank you to our PTC, our parent-teacher community. They're so active in our school, and they have been able to provide monthly parent engagement and family engagement activities. Just last week, we were able to, we were able to host local legend Tom Pease.
Yeah.
And we had him at school, and he came and did an all-school assembly for us, and the kids just loved it. And then he came back that night, too, and we had our Howe families come in, and we had a whole bleacher full of families that were just able to sing and dance and have fun with one another.
It was so much fun.
Oh, it was a blast. It was a blast. And then, you know, the 11th, we're having our carnival, and it takes so much work to put on an event like this and to have volunteers come and staff food tents and game tents and prize tent, you know, areas. And this year, PTC has actually convinced me as well to have a Pie the Principal booth. And so, yeah, no one really knows this yet. Mel's over here. You guys can't see her on the airwaves. She's pumping her fist. She's ready to go, right?
Great fist pump.
And so we're going to just fun things like that where we can get families together and just enjoy time with one another. And to be truthful, it's getting away from a screen and connecting as humans and seeing the humanity in it and just having a great time.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a blast.
I do want to remind people that we'll be reminding people about that event as we get closer to it and everything. And a shout out to Tom. Tom's joined us on the air here before and everything. And I knew that Tom was at Howe because we have a little one that goes to Howe over here. And she came into the studios and was singing his songs and telling me. I know his whole routine.
Oh, yeah.
She told me the whole thing. She did it twice. She was really into it. And he does a great job. That's fun to hear. We also want to remind everybody about some construction work that's going to be going on with an old church over there.
Yeah. So, and Ron, fill in the gaps if I miss anything. But, you know, we've had such a great partnership with Emmanuel Lutheran Church for so many years. And this next step that we're taking in this process is the school district has acquired the property over there for the main purpose of being able to keep a safe parking space for our staff. And then we're going to develop that, and I'll touch on that in a little bit more. But the deconstruction process of the church has already begun. We've taken care of all the asbestos abatement and getting things ready for that building to come down. And we understand it's sad to see such a mainstay in our community like that go. But we're really hoping to treat the property with the respect and the dignity that it deserves and to use it very in a positive way moving forward for our families. So if you're driving down 8th Street here this next week, you'll see, especially on Monday and Tuesday in earnest, that building is going to start to come down. Ron did a great job of rearranging that deconstruction schedule so that way we could do it over spring break. As much as our students and staff really want to be there to see that deconstruction happen, we knew that a lot of learning wouldn't happen while that was taking place.
Yeah.
So we moved that to our spring break week, and a lot of that demolition is going to be happening this week. But we're really excited to take that space, and we want to get some improved parking for our staff and for our visitors to the school. And then we want to improve our drop-off and pick-up procedures by using this to make it more safe for all of our families and our kiddos. It is a huge recurring nightmare of mine that we have, you know, a student dart out between cars at pickup to go see mom or dad across the street, and 8th Street is busy. And so we don't want any of those accidents. And so we're hoping to utilize, most importantly, for student safety and parent safety, to rework that space to better facilitate that pickup and drop off. Mm. And one of our goals in this really is we want to be good neighbors in this whole thing. One of the things that I went to Ron right away, and thankfully he agreed with me, is we didn't want to just, you know, take the church down and just pave the whole thing and turn it into a big concrete jungle. No one wants to live there, right? And be near that. And so we want to make sure that we're being really good neighbors, and we're going to take some of it and convert it into some green space and add some green space over there, because we don't need the whole lot anymore. Mm-hmm. Our school staff is much smaller than the worship family that used to meet there at Emmanuel. Mm-hmm. And so we can reduce some of that and create some more green space, and creating a place that people can feel comfortable walking through and enjoying as they're walking to and from their homes, even in the summer.
Appreciate the update, Steve. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Ron, I know you had an update for us as well.
Yeah, just quickly at the end here, we celebrated Read Across America across all our elementary buildings in the last month, so that was fun. Out reading buildings, I had lots of students hand me books about snow because they wanted snow days, so that was nice. I want to give a shout-out to Maggie Kozlowski, who is a state national semifinalist in FCCLA, a student of the year. We talk about the importance of clubs and activities, and that's just another one within our family of consumer sciences. Spring break is next week, so obviously everybody's looking forward to that. The spring election is on April 1st. In addition to the state elections, we do have a school board election. We have four people running for two spots. There is a job fair at Lincoln High School sponsored by the school district in the heart of Wisconsin, April 2nd from 2 to 5 p.m. And then lastly, I encourage all our parents, the week of April 14th, there'll be a survey coming out from School Perceptions, answering questions about the school district. And we really encourage all our parents to complete that survey to give us feedback on our operations.
Appreciate all the updates, Ron. If people have follow-up questions, they want to know more, reach out to you. How can they do that?
Contact me at Central Office, 715-424-6701.
And remember, you can find out more about Howe and so many of our other great schools at WRPS.org, WRPS.org. It's our Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools District. You can find all the information about things we've talked about here and plenty of other great things going on in our area. I encourage you to reach out, volunteer with any of our schools, any opportunity you can. It'll be some of the best time of your day. I encourage you to be up to date on that as well. And we'll be talking with Ron again real soon and plenty of others. Thanks so much, you guys, for joining us today. This is a lot of
fun.
Thank you. Thanks, James.
Thank you.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you next week. And I do want to send a special shout out to the heart of WFHR, Pam Hilke, and the amazing scheduling she does week in and week out. We appreciate you, Pam. Stay tuned for more here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.